This is the Be Memorable podcast. My name's Ty Erickson. I'll be your host. We'll be talking to the best of the best on how to be different, be unique, stand out from the crowd, and overall be memorable. In this episode, I speak with Jeff and Nick from Pitch 59. Pitch 59 is one of the tools that I'm actually most excited about that I'm using personally and in my business. I'll let them explain why, so let's go ahead and get them on. Jeff and Nick, welcome to the podcast. Happy to have you guys on today.
Thanks for the invitation here.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. So this is the first time we've had two people on, so we're going to kind of perfect this process as we go, but it's going to be double the value, right? We'll be able to get kind of a few different sides of probably the business ownership side and some business development side, and then, you know, exactly how you guys do what you do. And that's really what this is about. Like, we want to talk about helping most of our listeners are business owners, marketing, sales, just ultimately people that are interested in finding ways to be more memorable with their clients and prospects. And I know Pitch 59 will really be one of these tools that everybody should really write during this podcast or after this podcast, jump on, get started. We'll talk about how easy it is and how affordable and all that stuff. But before we get started, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, you're the one that started this all and had this idea. And to me, it's really a new category. If you will, just tell the listeners about your business. How long have you been in business? And then just how it got started, just in you know, as quick as you can.
Yeah. So I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of this.
Yeah.
So we started working on Pitch 59 in January of 2019. And at the very beginning, it was just me. And then over time, I started roping in some individuals that I thought would be really helpful and beneficial to the company. Mm-hmm. One of them being my brother was our first employee that I brought on in August of 2019.
Oh, cool.
And then, we launched the company in April of this last year. And so it took us a good amount of time to get the product to where we felt like it was marketable and ready to go. But yeah, just the genesis of Pitch 59 came from, it's interweaved with my background and with frustration with the options that were available in the market. So I had done door-to-door sales for 4 years, really 5 years. I did 4 years selling pest control and then 1 year selling my own carpet cleaning service door-to-door when I started at my carpet cleaning company in Rexburg, Idaho. And then grew that company for the next 9 years, ended up buying out my brother's carpet cleaning company in Fresno, California. And that one went really well. And so we decided that we were just going to start buying out cleaning and restoration companies. And we bought another one in Houston, Texas, and took that one over in January of 2018, which was just a few months after Hurricane Harvey happened down there. And after Harvey, there was a lot of chaos that happened in the restoration space where a lot of the insurance companies stopped going with the third party vendors that used to feed the small companies like ours, the water damage mitigation claims, and it made it really tough for us to compete. And so the first year we lost a big chunk of our revenue. I can't remember the exact percentage, but it was around 150, 200,000 out of a company that only did about 450,000 in revenue in the first place. And we were bleeding out cash from every side. It was taking its toll on my other companies. And December of 2018 rolled around. We'd been in business for a year, lost a lot of money that year. I was super stressed and frustrated trying to figure out how to stop the bleeding. And while visiting some family in Utah, I was thinking, well, I'm spending a lot of money on the major platforms like Google and Yelp and HomeAdvisor and Thumbtack and Angie's List and those guys. And I started thinking back to my door-to-door sales days and thinking, man, it would be nice if I had the time or if I had the people or the resources to go out and do door-to-door sales, because the door-to-door sales was really effective. Like, I knew that if I could talk to somebody for just a minute, there was a really good chance that they were going to become a customer. And as I looked at our listing on Yelp and HomeAdvisor and Google and everything, I'm like, I look like everybody else. There's no difference between me and anybody else. Everybody has a 5-star rating nowadays because of reputation management companies and everything. And I'm like, when customers go on, it's really a crapshoot who they choose. It's generally the top three or four, and it's a pay to play. So the companies that have the deepest pockets get the most customers. And I was just really frustrated by the whole situation. And while visiting some family up here in Utah, we were driving down to St. George, and I was just thinking about how to change that. And I had this idea for what we now call pitch cards that allow you to do a 59-second elevator pitch and just tell people who you are and what you do and what's unique and different about you. And it just makes it really easy for everybody else to refer and introduce you to everybody else. And it's also a network where you can search and find and network with other professionals. So
that's awesome. I love that. And I love you kind of just at least giving, like you said, a cliff notes of a little bit of the background, because I think people need to hear a little bit more of the realism. I mean, you, especially being in Utah, we hear about all these tech companies and people coming up with these ideas. And I think it's a little bit, it creates this idea of, hey, I just got to come up with this idea. And then we go program it and we do it. And then I become a billionaire.
Yeah,
which and there's always, yeah, it's just not really reality. You know, you got to do, I heard a thing earlier today, you got to do a lot of things and probably fail at a lot of things to actually figure that one thing out. And it's usually a longer journey than most of us hear about.
Yeah, the whole thing with pitch, I never intended to get into the software space. I was a carpet cleaner, for crying out loud. I was not qualified to be in the software space.
Yeah.
But as I looked around at all the options that I had as a small business owner, I'm like, this sucks. If I could do the door-to-door sales stuff online, like in the virtual world and space, I would be a lot more successful because of that human interaction, like that metaverbal and nonverbal communication that people really need to see and hear in order to make an educated decision as to how. I mean, most people make emotional decisions. We make, like, I think it's 90% of our decisions are emotional. And when you go to Google or any of those marketing platforms, it doesn't allow for any emotion there because they're all correct, just statistical, numeric, alphabetic, and like details and stuff. And it doesn't allow that for that humanness to come out. And that's the main reason that people are hired at our company. And so I just thought, you know what, I think I've got a good solution for this problem. Having done the door-to-door sales and having done small business for 13 years, I'm like, I know this space just as well as anybody else. And I know that what the software providers are providing sucks for us little guys. And so I thought, let's take a stab at this. And so when we started up Pitch 59, I had to do a lot of research about how to start up a software company and how to form it and what it takes and what all that detail. And back then I was completely unqualified. In fact, the first mock-ups for Pitch 59 were hand-drawn on pieces of paper where I went and showed developers it and asked me to build it. And then they asked me to start doing more mock-ups. And so I'm like, I don't know any software mock-up platforms. I do know the Keynote on Apple. And so I started doing my mock-ups on a presentation software on Keynote. And then little by little, after doing that for the first year, we had some of our developers say, hey, can you guys start using Figma to do your mock-ups so that we can actually see what you're doing and get all the sizing and coloring and everything correct and everything. And so we learned Figma. Now we're really proficient at Figma. We know how to work that software like crazy, and it's on awesome software. But it's been quite the journey learning how to be in the software space.
That's awesome. It's cool to see how much you accomplished. And then going back to what you were saying with that human touch, that's what I love about Pitch 59 is it has the human element to it. And then it also fits all the, what I would consider the digital needs that people would have.
Right.
So it's playable on both sides. I mean, I even look at it, I haven't really had a business card. I've kind of gotten tired of carrying around business cards and going back to the printing company and keeping an inventory, as lazy as that may sound.
Right.
But now it's actually got me back to actually getting more creative with a business card because of the ways that I can use that business card to integrate digitally with Pitch 59. So I'm actually excited about that as well. Yeah. Nick, if you'll take a minute, since you're on the business development side, if you'll just tell us, what does Pitch 59 do? How does it add value to individual people? And then how does it add value to businesses?
Yeah. So I would say, based off of what we had been talking about, we really focus on those referrals. And so a lot of those businesses, like Jeff was speaking about, especially small and medium-sized businesses, rely on those referrals in order to grow their business, to be able to scale. But only a very, very small fraction. I think we were just talking about it the other day, only about 4% of people that actually like a company will actually refer them out to people that they know that could use their services or their product. And so kind of crazy to see that difference in where, why is that gap happening is what we're trying to figure out. And so we're hoping that we can kind of fill that gap with the referrals using this software. So, I mean, really instantly with a pitch card, people don't necessarily need to, they don't need to download anything. They don't need to log into anything in order to be able to access somebody else's pitch card. They can save it to their phones, just right in their contacts. And if they want to share it out with somebody, they just pull the pitch card, click share, and they can make a three-way introduction in a matter of seconds. And so it makes it super easy for anybody that's in any sort of outreach, anybody that's looking for referrals, to give their clients and people they work with, friends and family even, just a way to be able to introduce them to somebody else that they know. And so we really hope that we can, you know, fill that need for these businesses that are looking to really grow their business, especially in word of mouth and coming from, you know, clients and customers that they've worked with that really love what they're doing. And we want to be able to really help them in that process. So.
Isn't Nick awesome?
I'm learning. So, I mean, like, even Jeff talking about like being a carpet cleaner. I mean, I was a year ago, I was a pre-med student in school, and I didn't know anything software. I'd done a little bit of sales, but nothing in like software sales or anything like that. And so, I mean, I don't even know Figma now, but like really just trying to learn, you know, it's such a cool space to be in. And instantly when I saw this, when I first met Pitch 59, I was like, this is a winner. Like, this is going to be so big, and it's definitely something I can get behind. So I love it. I honestly think it's such a cool experience to be a part of, honestly.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things that I love, and it's easy to promote too, because it's a no brainer. It's like telling somebody why they should have a business card, or why they should have a website, or why they should be on social media. I mean, it's kind of all in one, right?
Yeah. So that's the other thing too, is like, when I'm out networking, I love networking and meeting new people and such. And I know a lot of people that are in the networking space love it as well. And they're constantly wanting to share out, you know, people that they work with, whether they're other businesses or other, you know, other services that they know that their network could utilize. I'm not going around carrying, you know, 200-300 business cards with me everywhere I go.
Right.
This allows me to be able to, you know, have them ready to go in my pocket. And I don't have to worry about, you know, how much space they're not putting a hole in my pocket, but I can instantly say like, oh yeah, you know, you should really talk to this person. Here's their pitch card. And it just makes it super easy to be able to make that introduction in the moment and not have to worry about like, you know, how do I introduce this person? What do I say? It just makes it so easy. So.
Well, and not only that, the one thing that I always dread is if you go to a networking event, if you go to a lunch, if you go to a trade show or even a convention, and you get a bunch of business cards. I mean, I honestly, and again, maybe this is the lazy side of me where I look for efficient ways to do stuff. But I mean, you get those business cards and you're going, oh my word. You sit there and you look at the bigger the pile gets. It's right. A good thing because you make the contact. You're like, I gotta go back. I'm gonna be working. I've got another 2 hours of work. Sitting there entering in the information, entering in the notes, figuring out who they were. What were they saying to me?
True. Yeah. So, it's so hard to remember my conversation with each and every single person. And I just feel like the pile in my desk is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm like, I can't remember half of these people most of the time. It's so tough to, you know, really keep those people in mind, and I want to help them, but like, how do I really know how to help them the best?
The problem with business cards, I mean, Pitch 59 is, yes, it's used as a business card, which is part of the reason that you have a pitch card. But the problem with business cards is 88% of them end up in the trash in the first seven days. And the reason for that is because when you're networking with people and they give you a business card, they're a human at that point, and you're excited. A lot of that excitement comes from that emotional interaction that you've had with that person. The longer that business card sits on your desk, though, the more we as human beings, we just forget. We forget feeling. We forget the names and faces and what the interaction was. And at some point, all those people that were human all turn into a piece of paper. And at that point, we don't care about them anymore. And so we throw them away and put them in the trash can. The difference.
Well, and how, go ahead. How funny is that? I just think about it, like on my desk, I'll meet people, bring the card back. I've got a card sitting on my desk right now of a person that's in construction, and I remember meeting with them, but like I got busy and the card's sitting here. And now I'm looking back and I'm like, that was like, now it's like 2-3 weeks ago. And ironically, I kind of look at the card and I'm like, I'm sure you are a great person, but I can't remember who you are. And now I don't even know what to do with your card. And you kind of go, sorry, man. You just throw it in the garbage because you're it's just cluttering my desk now. They're just piling up, you know?
Correct. That's the beautiful thing. The other thing about it is, I mean, when you really need that business card, you're probably going to be out talking to other people and you're going to be like, oh yeah, I know somebody that does that, but I can't remember their name. I can't remember their company. I can't remember their phone number. Like I don't have any of their details with me because it's sitting at your desk or sitting on your desk or sitting in your trash can. And so that's one of the reasons that we created that pockets feature on Pitch 59 where you and everybody that gives you their pitch card, you can swipe down them, categorize them and put them into pockets. So if you're talking to an accountant and they share their pitch card with you, you can swipe down and put them in your accounting pocket. There's a couple of cool things about that. One is they're always with you. They're always on your phone and ready at the tap of a finger to just share it with anybody else. The other cool thing is you always remember who that accountant is because they come to life and give you their 59-second elevator pitch and talk to you in person every single time you tap on their pitch card. And so, and then whenever you refer and introduce them out, you don't have to try and sell that person's service for them. Like I've learned that I consider myself a good salesman, but I'm a terrible salesman for other people's companies and services. And so I'm really good at referring people. I'm just not good at selling their product or service for them. And so if they can sell their product, do their elevator pitch with their own messaging and everything, and just make it so that I can just tap share and put in somebody's name and tap send, then I'm great with that. It takes me less than 10 seconds and I can make really professional, really well done introductions that keep all the messaging very consistent. So I'm never the reason that companies or people lose their messaging.
So really quick, just because Pitch 59 is a little bit different than some products, there's a little bit more depth to it and application. Maybe we ought to give just a basic foundation. And I know it's audio and people can go on the website and check it out at pitch59.com. But if maybe just explain the entry point of Pitch 59, meaning, you know, you have it on your phone, you have QR code link, you know, how people utilize it, and then what actually a pitch card is before we proceed, just to make sure there's not somebody that's listening that's going, wait, I don't even understand what Pitch 59, you know, physically is or how I utilize it. If you'll take that, Jeff.
Yeah, you bet. So the way that pitch cards work is it's essentially a digital business card that is not just a digital business card. And on this card, you get to do your 59-second elevator pitch. Every pitch card requires an elevator pitch. And so you've got to have a video of some sort on there that where you talk and explain who you are and what you do and what's unique and different about you and your service. Then on your pitch card, it's got like video testimonials. It's got all of your contact information, social media links, any additional written information that you want to share. It's also got like any attachments so you can put on files or photos or documents or whatever. And it's just this card that you can give to anybody in any circumstance. So if you're there in person, you can just have them, you can share it through AirDrop or QR code or however you want. You can text it, email it, share it on social media platforms. You can share it through WhatsApp, Slack. It works everywhere. So you can share your pitch card however you want with your customers, your friends, your referral partners, and everybody. When you share that pitch card with them, it automatically pops up on their screen. They don't have to log in or download or sign up or do anything else. It's completely functional from the very first get-go. And then all they do is just tap the save button and it'll save all your contact information and your pitch card to their contacts. They can tap the contact button and call or email, schedule appointments with you. They can get directions, whatever you want them to do. And then the coolest thing about these pitch cards is, Ty, if you came and shared your pitch card with me and I've never even heard or seen Pitch 59 before, your pitch card will pop right up on my phone. And all I do is just tap share and then introduce and then put in somebody's name or phone number and tap send. And I've made a full three-way introduction for you because it includes your phone number in the send to box there. It'll also include your default message with how you'd like to be introduced that you get to create in the very first place. And then it also includes your pitch card. So wherever I make a three-way introduction for you, you get to deliver your own elevator pitch to them rather than relying on me to do that for you. Yep. And so it's just this networking referral card that everybody, I mean, it kind of hurts our feelings a little bit if you only use it for as a business card. pitch cards were specifically meant for people to do three-way introductions and referrals for you in less than 10 seconds.
That's perfect. Thanks for that explanation. Nick, let's go back to you. What should companies know? And then who, well, let me take a step back. What companies do you feel like should be utilizing what you do? Like when you're out there and developing the business, who do you think should be utilizing it? Who's your demographic? And then if you will share with us, who are some of your dream clients? Like if there was somebody, and the reason why I ask that is because I think listeners are interested to hear if there was somebody that they could connect you guys with, let's say they even jump on and set up a pitch card today, who would you dream about being connected with?
Yeah. Great question. We really look for companies or individuals that are looking for introductions, looking for referrals. I mean, really anybody that's in some sort of like outreach position where they're working with people, this tool is so successful for them. The demographics that we tend to work with tend to be those in sales or marketing positions on behalf of companies, or even you know, entrepreneurs just getting started out. A lot of entrepreneurs are doing the sales themselves, and they're looking to get started and grow their business themselves. And so a lot of small businesses will use it. We do have a lot of people that tend to use it very often. We have a lot of people in insurance, real estate, business coaches, a lot of people that are in those positions of working with people and other businesses, and really just a way for them to be able to give those clients that they're working with an option for them to be able to introduce them to other people that they can work with.
Can I jump in here real quick, Nick?
Yeah, of course.
Just want to add that, so our target client is not a specific industry. It's a type of person. And so pitch cards work for almost any industry. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, whether you're in real estate or banking or construction or plumbing or carpet cleaning or a doctor or door-to-door sales, whatever it is that you do, this will just make it really easy for you to get referrals. But we are, our ideal target client right now is the networker, like the people that are out there getting to know other companies and other people, introducing them and referring them to other people, getting introductions and referrals to other people, like those that are out there like pounding the pavement and networking with everybody else. Those are the types of clients right now that we love to get on, because we have a new affiliate program where they can, everybody that they network with and they send their pitch card to, when they sign up, they get a cut of the pie there too, every single month that customer is on. And so it just makes it really simple and easy for them to spread their message, because they're sharing their pitch card with these people anyway. People are asking them, where did you get this? How did you do this pitch card? And then they can just say, hey, yeah, you ought to get your own pitch card. And so we're looking for not only clients that are looking to get a lot more referrals and introductions, but also these small business owners and salespeople that want to grow their residual income by just sharing Pitch 59 with their network as well.
Yeah. I would say, like, I mean, really it's extremely, extremely vital. I mean, we will really look for those people that are looking to not only like relationship builders, but relationship keepers, people that are willing to open up their network to other people around them, but also wanting to build their own network. And like Jeff said, networking, people that are out there going and meeting and talking to other people and interacting with them. This works so well for them.
And it also makes it really easy for you to, the Pitch 59 app, you can network with everybody else that has pitch cards. I'm not aware of another business card platform that lets you network with all the other card owners. And so, like, you can search, you can share, you can search by industry, you can search by name, by company, and it just makes it so that you can like network with other realtors in Virginia or a videographer in California or whatever it is, and establish relationships and foundations with everybody else that has pitch cards.
Well, and I do love that aspect of it, because I actually, and I don't know the integral part of this, but I like to get on each day and just kind of browse through. It almost seems like there's a suggested, when I go in and I just click on search, is there so many that just come up? Because I like to go through and it seems like different ones pop up, or I'll even go search an industry and just search through them just out of curiosity to see who's in there. I actually just went in there the other day because I was looking at podcasting options, and I found somebody in there and we connected and talked, and now we're collaborating on some stuff. So that's just a little testimonial of you know, and it happened so much quicker because, again, I cold contacted him, but on the flip side, he opened up my profile and he was able to want to connect back with me because there was that, at least he could see who I was, what I do, and also my video, you know?
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Mick, that's awesome.
I'll go back to you and then Jeff, I'm going to come back to you, but Nick, tell me, is there any other things that companies should know about your business? I know we just talked a little bit about it, but maybe also give a little bit of a pitch, pun intended, of why somebody right now should jump on and get a pitch card.
Yeah. Well, I think Jeff hit on that a little bit with the affiliation program. Mm-hmm. So the people that I like to work with are really those people that are looking for, you know, relationships and partnerships with other companies, other individuals. And so I think with Pitch 59, with what we've built it out to be, I got to give the credit to Jeff because this is his baby. But really what the Pitch 59 has become is a way for you to be able to just build your business in a way that wasn't possible before. Really, we've seen so much success from Pitch 59, and really it comes from the people that want to use it, the people that are looking for this kind of solution. And it can really help anybody, but the people that have been using it the most are definitely getting so much more success than I ever thought that was possible. We have people that are using it right now. There was somebody that I was talking to the other day who got signed on with us just a couple months ago. And within the first couple months, he was able to get over 60 introductions from people just saying, you know, he just sent it out to people within his network and said, hey, would you mind introducing me to one other? And instantly they would just make that introduction so quick for him that he was surprised himself. I mean, it baffled me, but he was surprised with how easy it was for them to be able to make that introduction on his behalf and to be able to send it over. And it was so cool to be able to see the success that other people in those same situations are getting from it and what they say happens using this tool. Like what the experiences that we've been hearing from our clients that have been able to really utilize it has been so cool. And it's been really neat to be able to see how they can really build out their business, but also build out relationships with these other companies, these other individuals that they're looking to work with, and people that they're getting connections to that they wouldn't be able to get connected to in any other way. They didn't think was possible and in such a personal way like this. So it's really neat to be able to see that and see that progression in somebody's business.
Well, and it's interesting to hear stuff like that, that seems like common sense, to where somebody goes out and asks even 10 people of, hey, introduce me to one person. And we look at that and we go, oh, that's kind of common sense. But is it really common knowledge? Are people doing that? What if you did that every single day and it was an easy click of a button? And that's mm-hmm. why I think for me and for others that I talk to about it, this is a transformative thing for your business if you apply it the way that you guys are talking about. Jeff, tell me, if somebody's listening to this and they're more interested or they are just looking for how it works, I know it's common sense for somebody just to go to a website, but if you could maybe just break that down, what's the best way for someone to get started with your company? Like, is it reaching out to somebody and talking to them first? Is it going to the website and signing up? Like, what do you recommend to get started?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So obviously go to pitch59.com, but we would actually prefer that everybody that sign up through one of the Pitch 59 affiliates. We've now got 90 affiliates or so that have signed up over the last 6 weeks here. And we don't give discounts on Pitch 59. It's only $15 a month to have a pitch card. There's no contracts, no startup fees or anything. It's $15 a month. However, if you sign up through an affiliate, you get it for $12 a month instead of 15. And everybody gets the first month free just so that they have time to make their videos and that kind of stuff. And then we can connect you with videographers. We can help you do a virtual video shoot. We've got a built-in teleprompter and all that kind of stuff in our platform. So you don't need to have your pitch card, your video pitch done first. You go on and create your pitch card first, and then it gives you all the video options when you do that.
But $12 a month is for life. Like,
yeah,
they get it for the entire time they have a pitch card.
Correct. And so I'm going to recommend everybody right now, if you go to pitch59.com and go sign up, and I don't, Ty, I don't know if you'll be able to put your link on here, but if you'll use,
yeah, I'll throw the link in the body. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So go to the link that Ty's going to put on this podcast, or just if you type in the word chocolate for the promo code, when you check out, it'll give you that discount on your pitch card, and it's $12 a month. If this isn't your number one ROI on all of the different marketing and advertising platforms that you use, you're doing something wrong, because this, you should be getting 8 to 10 times more referrals than what you were getting before because you have a pitch card. And so we highly recommend that you go on, just try it out, go experiment with it, use that promo code that I told you about. It's $12 a month. And then once you do that, if you're interested in affiliating with us as well, just reach out to either me or Nick or somebody, and or to one of our affiliates, and they can connect you with us with our pitch cards. And we will we'll talk to you about affiliating yourself so that you can start making commissions on everybody that signs up through your code too. So
perfect. I'm going to stay with you, Jeff, and I'm going to ask you this. If someone, and I always find this an interesting question, but if someone decides not to do business with you guys or for some reason doesn't feel like it's a fit, what advice would you give them to move forward? If it, let's just say they're interested in like, well, yeah, I do need more referrals. Yeah, I do need an easier way to connect. There's going to be those people that are just like, but I'm not going to do it right now.
Sure.
What advice would you give to them?
Yeah, you don't have to. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. I mean, there are lots of different ways that you can spend your money on marketing and advertising. There are lots of different ways to grow a business. And so you do whatever feels right and best for you and your company. As far as like the pitch cards go, we're 100% believers in our product, because we haven't spent any money on marketing yet. We've just been using our own product for growing our business, and to see it spread in the way that it's going, just like person to person, is really encouraging. But at the end of the day, we're happy to help companies. I'm a small business owner at heart. I'm a door-to-door sales guy at heart. Any way that we can help anybody, whether or not they use pitch cards, is we're happy to do that. In fact, anybody that would like just coaching on your elevator pitch, you can schedule 30-minute meetings with me or Nick, and we'll help you figure out your elevator pitch so that you can be successful, regardless of whether or not you use Pitch 59. But our goal is to help everybody understand what an elevator pitch is and how effective it can be if you use it correctly and if you use it on the right tools.
Perfect. Nick, what would you tell somebody if they tried to do this on their own? And this is an interesting question, because I've been talking a lot about QR codes lately. Mm-hmm. And I, to be honest with you, it's weird how they were popular and then they've kind of fallen off. I would say this, like, if you're interested in all in figuring out how to use QR codes, they've become more relevant ever since that Coinbase advertisement, the Super Bowl. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before.
Well, COVID made it so that everybody had to use QR codes too.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But what would you tell somebody if they're like, oh, I can do all this on my own? Meaning, you know, there's a lot of different aspects to Pitch 59, but you understand the value it adds there. If they try to do that on their own, what would you say to them?
I mean, I would say, you know, I think they just have to try it out to see what it actually, what Pitch 59 is, what makes it different from other ways of trying to do something like this. I think the ease and simplicity of doing something like this is really unmatched in the industry right now. To be able to say, like, I can send a referral for you in less than 10 seconds. I've never really heard anybody say that. That's just not common in our language right now, of being able to say, yeah, let me just send you information. But then also for them to be able to come to life directly to the person they're being introduced to, I just don't know if that really exists. But at the same time, I mean, we're always looking for ways to improve our system. So if there's a better way for us to do something, then we'd love to learn about it. And we want to make sure that our customers get the most out of Pitch 59 and what they're utilizing. We want to make sure that they really see the value in it. But really, just with what Pitch 59 offers, I just think it's so unique that it's hard. It would be hard to find something similar to this. And there's definitely nothing that's the same as what we're doing.
Especially at the price point
I mean,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. That was the perfect point you made of just try it out. The entry point, it's one of those things of, you know, at that amount per month, you can't afford not to do it. I mean, you look at whatever your business is, you got to ask yourself, if I got one referral out of this and that's all I did, and let's say that referral turned into some type of business, what would that mean? I would hope that everybody's in a business to where it would mean at least $15-$20. Well, yeah, I'm in the individual chocolate business, so it would still, you know, somebody would only have to buy 20 chocolates or something, not saying that we sell those low quantities, but you know, it'd be easy to make up. So yeah, it does right. make sense just to go on, try it out. The biggest thing is try something new, right? If you're looking to be memorable, right. do something out of the box, try it out and see how it works for you, and try to make those introductions or introduce others. Nick, I'll stay with you. What difference have you seen with the companies or even the individuals? Because, you know, we've talked about a lot of solopreneurs or entrepreneurs or people that are self-employed. What difference have you seen with the people and the companies using your services? Like, is there any specific instance that you can think of?
Yeah, there's probably quite a few, actually. One of the coolest things is just to see the excitement that these companies have in realizing that there's an easier way to do this. There's an easier way for them to be able to spread the word of what they're doing and why people should want to work with them, why they'd want to be in business with them. I have people all the time coming back to me and saying, where was this? You know, where was this 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago when I was trying to build my business? Like, there, somebody must have thought about this a long time ago, but it hasn't been built yet. And I think, you know, now it's here. We want to be able to make sure that people recognize it. But I think it's really neat to be able to see the individuals that I've come to work with and I've come to develop relationships with come back to me and say, I love this so much, and I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to use this. And so to be able to see like where they're getting referrals and they're sending it out, I love being in a conversation that doesn't know about Pitch 59. And then somebody would come up to me who's a client of ours that we've worked with. He's like, oh yeah, let me show you my pitch card. Let me share it with you really quick. And those people that see it for the first time, their eyes just light up and they're like, wait, what the, like, how is this working? Like, what is this? Like, I want to learn more about this. And to be able to see that, just kind of all those connections kind of click in their mind of just like, yes, this works, and it works really, really well. It's been really fulfilling, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's really cool to be able to see how they've reacted to it and how they've been able to use it to build out their business and to really grow and expand.
Well, and funny, on the flip side, it's actually so, I don't know what the word is, maybe relieving to hear that somebody else has a Pitch 59 card as well. Because again, it goes back to that whole thing of somebody adding it. We were at a networking event yesterday, and when someone's like, I have a Pitch 59 card, I'm like, oh, thank you. Immediately into my phone. I don't, you know, I try to follow up. I'm a big follow up advocate. And so you want to be able to get done after meeting somebody and follow up immediately and get something in front of them and then, you know, continue to follow up. It is so nice to hear when someone's like, oh, I've got a Pitch 59 card. I'm like, oh, thank you. You just take it. It's immediately in your phone. And then right after, everything's already preloaded. So when I want to send an email, when I want to text them something, when I want to, anything I want to do, I've already got their information right there in front of me. And it saves me time on the flip side. So it'd be cool to see how it continues to grow. I actually think it's going to be such a huge tool on the receiving side as well, because it just makes your life so much easier instead of collecting business cards, profiles, notes, all that stuff.
You know, Ty, once, right,
thank you.
Once you've done referrals for somebody that has a pitch card, you will never want to do another referral that doesn't have a pitch card. Like, it's the other way. Like, the main reason that people don't make referrals and introductions is because it's too hard. It takes too much time and effort to figure out what to say and how to say it and what information to include, gather everybody's contact information. And then your reputation is on the line if you do it wrong or if you say something wrong or whatever. And so because of all those barriers, people don't make referrals. But when you give them a simple, easy tool that you can just say, hey, would you just share my pitch card with your neighbor? And it automatically does that three-way connection with your default message and your pitch card and your information in there. Like, it just takes too long to do normal referrals now. And so when somebody asks me for a referral, I'm like, yeah, do you have a pitch card? If you don't, can you create one real quick so that it's not laborious for me to try and do that referral for you.
Yeah, it's funny because as you were saying that, I was thinking the same thing. It's almost like, yeah, I've got like 10 people I can connect with you when I have time. But if you want them now, go ahead and set yourself up a Pitch 59 card and then send it over to me. Right. And I will gladly make those 10 connections in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So getting down to going back to, you know, we live in that sales, marketing, branding space. I always like to just ask people, and I know we've kind of touched on this because you guys are mainly using Pitch 59 to grow your business, but maybe just talk about how is branding applying to your business right now? And that could even go to design. It could go, you know, to ads or website or whatever. What are you currently doing when someone asks you, hey, what are you doing to brand your business? What would that answer be? And Jeff, I'll stick with you. And then we'll talk a little bit about marketing with you, Nick.
Sure.
Yeah, so we're finding out that the name Pitch 59 is super memorable. Like everybody remembers Pitch, whether or not they always get the 59, right? Sometimes they'll say Fit 49 or something like that. But Pitch 59 is super memorable. People remember the name really clearly and easily. Also, every pitch card that gets sent out to anybody, underneath it, it's just like a Calendly schedule or a calendar, where down at the bottom it says powered by Calendly. Well, anytime you send your pitch card to anybody else, down at the bottom it just says powered by Pitch 59. And so that's been a big chunk of our branding and stuff. We haven't spent a lot of time or effort on branding things yet. We had, Ty, we had your company do those chocolates for us for that one trade show that we did.
Yeah.
And the Pitch 59, I mean, you guys made it look killer. It was so attractive, so good looking, and it was just a lot of fun to throw these little chocolates at people that were walking by. And
we ran out of those so fast. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. In fact, we need to talk again, Ty, because we've got a convention coming up in May that we're going to need a bunch of them for. So we'll chat with you after this.
But just a few.
Yeah.
Anyway, just the Pitch 59 logo, the brand, it's really memorable. People, when they see that little play button in front of the Pitch 59, they're like, okay, that has something to do with video. And then when they go to the platform, it all makes sense that every pitch on Pitch 59 is less than 59 seconds, which is why it's called Pitch 59. So anyway, yeah, it's we're kind of learning as we go here too. It's not like we were experts or professionals in branding or marketing in the first place. Small business people that knew what we liked and what we wanted and have created it since.
Well, and I think there is a lot to what, for anybody that's listening to this, I see so many companies that have a name to their company that for one, maybe doesn't create any intrigue, or two, it may be so far off from what they actually do. Like, I feel like the name of your company can be such a branding point, but I see so many companies with these weird names that you sit there and you go, I have no clue based on the name. I have no clue what you do.
Right.
And with you guys at that Pitch 59, it creates intrigue. And then on top of that, obviously Pitch, I may not, you know exactly how the Pitch and 59 go together, but it does create intrigue of like, well, what do you mean by Pitch and how does 59 and Pitch go together? And that's almost a conversation starter. So if you are a business listening to this, you've got to ask yourself, does your name create intrigue? And second of all, can somebody have any inclination as to what you do if they needed what you do off of the name? I think that's a big tip.
Right.
So Nick and Jeff, I'll let you kind of collaborate on this. If you guys can maybe just together and maybe even conversate, tell me, last but not least, what are you guys doing to market yourself and your companies? What are you doing to sell yourself and your companies? I know we talked a little bit about, obviously you're using Pitch 59 to do that. But overall, what are you guys doing to make yourselves and Pitch 59 more memorable?
Yeah. So, we like Jeff had mentioned earlier, we haven't spent anything on marketing. We actually, a lot of what we've, come to have now in sales has actually come down to just using Pitch 59 and going and networking. I've done a lot of networking over the past year, for the company. I would say a lot of the business that we've been able to bring in and a lot of the relationships that we've created has come because we've just been able to meet people, especially here coming to Utah. We had only moved the company here last summer. And so to be able to move it here and build out headquarters here in this area, has been actually hasn't been terribly difficult because the community here is so close knit together that we've been able to develop a lot of relationships over time. And so being able to meet people, and then also now with this affiliate program that we've developed, to be able to have people on our behalf who are already excited about sharing Pitch 59 for us, having them to be able to share it out as well, that's been huge. We've been able to build it out so quickly that we're just trying to keep up with everybody now, which has been great. It's really cool to be able to see the excitement that's been coming around Pitch 59.
That's awesome. Jeff, anything that you would add to that?
Yeah, just I guess the way that it makes sense for our type of business, but this affiliate program has really made a big difference for us. And just allowing people to make those referrals and introductions that they were already going to do or already wanting to do, but making it more of an incentive for them to be able to make it a side business where they can get residual income off of everybody that signs up and creates pitch cards. So yeah. At the end of the day, we want to have a lot of people on Pitch 59, grow this network, allow everybody to interact, network, refer, introduce, get to know everybody else on the platform, and just make it a really smooth and seamless place where people get to deliver their best elevator pitch.
Thank you so much for listening to the Be Memorable podcast. I hope you took a ton of value from this episode. If you don't mind, please leave us a review. That helps us get the show out there. It also allows us to add more value to others. Thanks again.